This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
High performance computing on Wall Street.
HPC and clouds collide.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of HPC Wire Soundbite. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Peter Folks, principal of Longstone Consulting. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you aboard.
Great to be with you.
Well, we both attended this HPC on Wall Street conference, actually HPC Linux Financial Markets, it was called officially, last Monday. This is the first time I've been there, but you've been there for previous conferences. What was your general impression of this time around?
Yeah, this is a conference that I think generally the community thinks of as HPC on Wall Street, and it's had different personas around Linux and things over the time. But what I'm really impressed by is the convergence of commercial enterprise, research, and high-performance computing in the financial market space. They seem to be coming together faster than they are in most other areas. And, I mean, typically when we're thinking about HPC, we think about big compute, big data, and low latency. And that was the exact theme for pretty much everything in this conference.
Right. I mean, low latency was definitely a theme. I think at least half of the sessions were titled with low latency. And I think all the sessions basically touched on it in one way or another. And I think the convergence is a very good observation. I mean, we saw that sort of with the opening session, which is a little bit different, where they brought in sort of this Watson technology. IBM had a session where they introduced the Jeopardy-winning supercomputer into this venue and said, you know, this can be applied to the financial services industry. It does this deep analysis, and there's plenty of opportunity here. And they talked about it in depth. Now, it's a research project, of course, but it's sort of part of this theme we're talking about where, you know, you're bringing the HPC-type technology and infrastructure into a very sort of enterprise business environment, and I think this is the future, but it's not just Watson. We saw a lot of systems that looked a lot like HPC in a very business setting.
That's right. I mean, listening to IBM doing their initial keynote, they were hitting on so many relevant themes, just even at the hardware level, where they were talking about their new blade systems, where they're separating out the dependency of having memory associated to CPU cores, having the ability to put as many computes as you want to in a system, use the fast bus connections to pile memory out there, and therefore build really flexible architectures, lots of cores per node, 500 gigabytes per second access to terabytes of data. Now, and this is being done with x86, x64 technology, so it's not requiring really expensive proprietary systems. And the underpinnings of Watson, although that is a huge research project and is really cutting new turf, the technologies underneath it for dealing with unstructured data, WIMA, the unstructured information management architecture, and the MapReduce Hadoop capabilities, all of these things are in the open source world, and therefore anybody is actually capable of sourcing this kind of standard infrastructure technology using these open source technologies, not competing with Watson, but using these kind of business analytics to build systems that they can therefore further their business with. And I think that is a huge, huge move, whether you're just looking at something like open source or whether you want maybe a company like Cloudera or whatever that is scooping up Hadoop and wrapping it into the sort of production quality packaging in the same way that Red Hat did that with Linux. It's all there for people to pick up and do new things with.
Right. I think that was a good demonstration. I mean, Watson looks like this big specialized supercomputer, but actually, like you mentioned, there's the underlying technology, except for the proprietary IBM code, is based on this open source. It's Linux, it's WIMA, it's actually some other open source. They had to use open source search engines to do some of the processing, as well as some other components. So, yeah, like you said, other companies could take this, develop their own proprietary analytics or whatever around this, and they don't have to use Power 7. In fact, the original design of Watson, the development system, was x86 blades, and all the development was done on that, and the initial even sparring matches for the Jeopardy matches were done with IBM x86 blades, and they ported it over to Power 7 because of higher performance, and they basically wanted to win that match, so they put on a much higher end system, and that worked. But scaling that differently, there's all sorts of opportunities to use much more commodity infrastructure to do that, and especially if you're thinking about, instead of just answering one question at a time as you would do on Jeopardy, you want to ask thousands of questions. You want a huge cluster and maybe scaled out of a very large blade system with commodity parts. And like you said, it's based on open source technology. So, yeah, they introduced this. I'm sure IBM is trying to drum up some interest in this in the financial community, but others might look at that and, like you said, take those same pieces, add their proprietary code, and build their own systems to do, you know, financial analysis of sort of an artificial intelligence nature on their own.
Absolutely. And what I find interesting here is this goes way beyond the financial services industry, because when you look at what people are doing, modern data centers are being built much in the same way that classic HPC facilities are. You know, you have this flat pool of resources. You've eliminated the silos. So you've got a sort of one size fits most kind of architecture, but it doesn't have to be virtualized. It can be bare metal provisioning. I mean, you're rolling out systems with, you know, 8, 4, 8, 16 cores very soon, large amounts of memory, 10 gig Ethernet connection. You can run an awful lot of different classes of HPC applications on that, or, of course, enterprise retail computing. And so you've got the ability to flex backwards and forwards, and yet you're using these heavy-duty compute and analytics and big data approaches, whether it's HPC, whether it's commercial enterprise, but you're doing it on the same thing. And it really, I think, changes the whole nature of the economics of how organizations are structured.
Right. Now, it should be said, even though, you know, we're talking about it as if there's this fusion of HPC and commercial enterprise, the business of the financial community does have somewhat specialized needs. I mean, there was all this talk of latency, and some of those low latency pieces of hardware and components probably wouldn't be needed by a more general cloud-like capability. Like, you wouldn't find this in, let's say, an Amazon setup or anything like that. So there's some convergence, but people did speak about how some of these systems are becoming more specialized for certain applications, especially, like, you know, people talk about the high-frequency trading applications, which have very strict latency requirements and speed, and these systems are somewhat specialized. But getting back to sort of the cloud structure, I mean, we saw that last session by NYSE Technologies. They're moving forward, and they look like they're determined to build something called a financial community cloud. I think you sat in on that. What'd you think of that development?
I think that's really, really interesting, because, you know, if we look back at the financial services community, clearly they use HPC as a strategic business advantage. And time is everything. Shaving microseconds off the ability to do a trade means you make the profit where your competitors fail. And so, as was said a couple of these events ago by Jeff Birnbaum, these days everybody has access to the same technology.
Right.
It's standard commodity. There's nothing special. They can all hire smart people. So the difference becomes not in the equipment that you buy, not necessarily in the people that you can hire, but it's how you deliver it. And his philosophy was that it's all in the software coding. It's all in how you develop the applications. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's really where the advantage is, then the infrastructure underneath has to be capable, but it isn't the differentiator anymore. And so what was interesting about the NYSE session was that they were looking at what they define as pools of liquidity, the actual exchanges themselves, and their premise was, proximity matters. You know, speed of light is a physical constraint. So if you bring people together under the same roof, you manage the multi-tenancy, even though these are your competitors, you can do business faster and therefore have an advantage for each of you than people who are outside of that tent. And so it's a social change rather than a technology change. They're bringing their competitors into that central marketplace and getting mutual benefit, even though they are competitors in the same space, and they're locking out the people who are outside of the tent. And I find that a very interesting social change.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that was a very interesting presentation. I mean, they sort of presented this as something that as sort of an enabling technology also to smaller trading shops that can't really build their own infrastructure or can do so only in a very difficult way. To sort of lower the barriers to entry on if you've got a good idea or a good set of software components, but you don't really want to build out your own hardware infrastructure, you can basically get into this financial community cloud, which is what they're calling it, and just plop your trading system in there and you know, rent it like presumably like any other cloud system and bring a lot more players into it and become a much richer ecosystem. So, this might actually stimulate, if they get this off the ground, stimulate a lot more players, a richer ecosystem in this area.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, as I think we've said, you know, that are their words, consolidate sources of liquidity, get all of the opportunity in one place and provide the infrastructure. And then you don't need, as a small group of people, if you've got an idea and you've got the ability, you have to basically come along and roll out your carpet, set up your tent, but you can play in that marketplace. And if your idea is good and you have the right talent, you can move very quickly without having to get investors and backers to build infrastructure, et cetera. So it really changes the speed of things. And it opens up so many possibilities, because I'm not suggesting that the NYSE is planning to do this, but if you look at what they're doing, they've set up a marketplace, they've set up a technology, whether they decide then to go out and say, well, it's not just for the financial institutions, but how about we sell this capability in the open market, then it can expand it between many other disciplines. It doesn't have to be just financial services. It can be any application area that needs the characteristics of that infrastructure. And whether they do it themselves or whether somebody else looks at it and says, hey, there's something here. We can build something like that, and then we can offer it to an even wider community and bring people in. I think this is really something that can propel the cloud market forward. And whether it's financial services, whether it's commercial enterprises, or whether it's someone in the HPC world who says, hey, this kind of infrastructure suits the kind of research or analytics that I need, I can use that surface, and therefore I can set up a capability and do work, and I can do it faster, not necessarily than having my own systems, but from a logical point of view, I don't have to acquire my own systems, therefore I can go into the marketplace, get my research done fast when I have an idea, and speed up the whole interaction. And I think that this benefits the HPC community and the research community as much as it does commercial enterprise.
Yeah, and it's something that I think is going to come. And NYSE seems to be one of the first movers in this area. And it's certainly something we're going to follow. There's a follow-on conference for the same series in September and then, of course, next year. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops over the next 6 to 12 months. And we'll certainly be tracking it. It's an interesting development. The financial community is something that hasn't really embraced the cloud that much because of different issues, but it looks like they're sort of committed to this, and it'll just be interesting to see how it develops. That's probably all the time we have. Peter, thanks so much for joining us on the show this week. I really appreciate it. It was a very interesting conference. Maybe we'll catch each other at the next Wall Street conference in September. Until then, hopefully talking to you soon and in another venue.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's been fun. And one of the things that I love about this entire environment is that it's so fast moving. You've got to be agile. You've got to be sort of automated and fast to be on top of things. And you've got to be adaptive to deal with whatever comes at you. And that is exactly the environment that is fun for all of us.
Exactly. Yeah. HPC, it never seems to stand still for very long. And now that the finance guys are in it, they're hooked as well. So, okay. Until then, Peter, thanks again so much. And we'll be talking to you.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.